News Talk 1110 KBND. It's 5:30, and that means it's time for Kelly Blyer in Central Oregon News. Kelly.
Thanks so much, Dennis. Two Everett, Washington murder suspects connected to the disappearance of 19-year-old Cody Myers of Oregon have been arrested in Yuba County, California. 1110 KBND's Felicia Heaton reports.
A California Highway Patrol officer spotted Cody Myers' white 1999 Plymouth Breeze north of Sacramento, Oregon State Police Lieutenant Greg Hastings.
Detained the two occupants, positively identified them as the two murder suspects who were wanted out of Everett, Washington.
31-year-old David Joey Patterson and 24-year-old Holly Grigsby are in custody. A couple hours before the arrest, police announced the body of a young man had been discovered in a rural area of the Mid-Willamette Valley. A medical examiner working to determine if the body is Myers, missing since Saturday. Felicia Heaton, Portland.
Walmart is asking the city of Bend to expand its store at Pinebrook Boulevard, adding a full grocery, bakery, and other departments. Company officials say the expansion would bring in construction jobs at first and then permanent Walmart jobs after that, an estimated 85 full and part-time positions. Delia Garcia says in this economy, people want local jobs, and that doesn't mean there aren't still questions and critics that crop up during the permit process.
In the public process, there are always concerns that are raised, whether it's about additional traffic or about aspects of the expansion, you know, the size of the expansion, those sorts of things. Those are always questions that come along with any change. But we're always looking forward to working with communities to address those concerns, be able to mitigate any issues, and be able to build the best store possible, or in this case, to expand a store that's been serving the community for 20 years.
Garcia says they plan to hire locally. Once those 85 positions are added, the total workforce there would be 315 people. They filed the permit on Friday, and the process takes about 3 months. If approved, Walmart says the expansion would take about a year to complete. Three conservation groups went to court today to stop the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife from killing the alpha male and another wolf from the Inaha pack. They say agency's proposal to shoot these wolves would leave only the alpha female, one pup born this year, to fend for themselves this winter. Josh Lachlan with Cascadia Wildland says some plaintiffs in this case include groups that formerly supported the wolf plan but feel these actions are too extreme.
We don't believe the state is acting in good faith this early in the recovery process of gray wolves in Oregon by caving to intense political pressure and by killing off the Inaha pack. That's what they're actually proposing to do right now is once they take out the alpha male, which they're hunting right now, they're going to render the pack unviable.
Fish and Wildlife investigators say 14 livestock have been confirmed killed by this pack in the last 18 months. And for 22 years, the Assistance League of Bend has helped thousands of children and adults. And yesterday, more of the women who dedicate themselves to this program celebrated the anniversary by handing out more clothes to needy people. They were at the Bend Walmart in connection with their largest program, Operation School Bell. It provides clothes for kids in the Bend Lapine School District. The kids at Walmart were very appreciative.
It's awesome that people give us market clothes. I think it's great shopping here because, you know, it's fun. There's lots of items you could choose from, like different things, shoes, socks, clothes, and everything.
Last year, the league helped clothe about 1,200 children. For more details on these stories, you can go to kbnd.com. With Dennis Shaw, I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.